Now, Paul Cunningham was telling us earlier about a government plan for a national industrial strategy for offshore wind. The government already has a target to provide 80% of Ireland's electricity from renewable sources by 2030. And it's anticipated that offshore wind will be a key element of that plan. But what are the potential security threats to Ireland's developing offshore infrastructure? Last week, four Russian ships were spotted off the southern coast. In April, three off the west coast. These have raised concerns about Ireland's capacity to protect critical infrastructure. Speaking about the most recent sightings, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the presence of these ships is carefully monitored, but he didn't see it as a threat. We're going to talk now to Jens Wenzel Christofferson, commander in the Royal Danish Navy and military analyst at the University of Copenhagen. And Commander Christofferson, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thank you.
You were one of the contributors to a recent documentary, The Shadow War, which revealed evidence of Russian spy ships mapping offshore wind farms, gas pipelines, internet cables in the waters around Nordic countries. Can you tell us a bit more about what they're doing and why?
Well, actually, they have for a very long time been out mapping both our critical infrastructure in the Baltic Sea, along the coast of Sweden, down through the Danish Straits, up again and over to Scotland, and down through the English Channel, where they've been systematically present on some of these electrical, let's say, wind turbine farms, where it seems that they have been doing something beneath or below surface, which it could indicate that they were mapping, let's say, cables, the substations where the cables are connected, and the export cables into shore. So we have seen a systematically pattern of those, let's say, Russian activities.
How good is our intelligence and the intelligence of NATO as to what is actually going on?
Well, I think there's been quite a wake up call in terms of what are they actually doing out there. And that's very important to look at what types of ships are actually the Russians using for this, because there's a big difference between just warships passing through, or if it's, let's say, so-called research vessels, or if it is actually vessels with a deep sea, subsea capability. And I think that's very important to look at those when they, let's say, pass through the waters, if they even anchor up somewhere on top of critical infrastructure, and that I think is a great task for the naval forces of the world. Yes,
and I know you're alert to the reports of what's been happening in Irish waters. What's your opinion on the activity of these Russian ships off the Irish coast?
Well, I think from what I've seen of pictures, I think some of these have just been more or less ships in transit up to high north. But some of them, of course, had subsea capabilities. The interesting things, what did they have on deck? Did they have any subs which they could send down and so on? And for how long time have they been present in Irish waters and where? And I think that's very important. And I'm happy to hear that the naval authorities in Ireland are keeping a good eye on those ships. But be very aware of what is actually going on in terms of the Russian activities, especially when it's subsea capable units.
So are you saying it is a time for great vigilance, to keep a very careful eye, but you're not able to say definitively, or is anybody able to say definitively, what these ships are about?
Well, I mean, if we take the examples of the Nord Stream attacks, and which went on in September last year, I mean, there's a lot of, let's say, we are actually missing the smoking gun, actually, let's say, revealing what did actually take place. Did we see subs operate below? We've seen ships with that capability in the Baltic Sea, and the same, I'm sure, there has been ships in the Irish Sea and so on, which had this kind of capability. But again, you have to, let's say, more or less catch them with something down in the water in order to be able to establish what they are actually doing. But they also use, let's say, precursor operations with survey ships, research ships, and that could seem quite innocent when transit mm-hmm. through both our straits and your waters there. So that's something to be kept in very close eye on.
You're a commander in the Royal Danish Navy. You know about these things. How worried are you about what Russia may be doing?
Well, let's say I'm worried to the extent that we have to keep a very close eye on it, and especially in terms of, let's say, looking at potential new installations, but also existing installations. These wind farm turbines, which are on the rise here, I think they should be viewed more or less as surveillance platforms, and with the adequate equipment installed on these wind turbines or the energy islands adjacent to these turbines, it is actually a possibility to extend the surveillance out there. But you also need to have something to let's say do about it if you see somebody or some activity going on which is not approved. So that will require some safety zones around these wind turbine farm parks and surveillance equipment, but also ships or aircrafts capable of doing something about it.
Commander Jens Wenzel Christofferson, thank you for your time on Morning Ireland this morning.